Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, May 5th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we unwrap and explore fascinating topics from the vast realm of Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy, ready to embark on today's journey with you. Today, we delve into the whimsical world of video games to explore Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories. Whether you're an avid gamer or simply curious about how video games intertwine storytelling, technology, and emotion, this is an episode you won't want to miss. Now, let's set the scene. Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories is a 2004 action role-playing game developed by Square Enix, and it is a direct sequel to the original Kingdom Hearts game. This entry holds a unique place in the series, bridging the gap between the first game and its more popular successor, Kingdom Hearts 2. It was initially released for the Game Boy Advance, and over time, it has developed a loyal fanbase with its captivating blend of Disney charm and Japanese RPG sensibilities. Let's pause here for a moment. Picture this: a world where Mickey Mouse meets Sora, a spiky-haired protagonist wielding a giant key as his weapon of choice. That's Kingdom Hearts for you. The game series is renowned for its unlikely yet fascinating crossover between Disney's whimsical universe and the serious, often intense world of Square Enix's RPGs like Final Fantasy. Have you ever wondered what new storytelling dimensions arise when two vastly different worlds collide? So why is Chain of Memories a significant part of the series? In terms of both gameplay mechanics and narrative, it takes a few bold steps. Developed specifically with the smaller screen of the Game Boy Advance in mind, one of the most notable features is its unique card-based battle system. Unlike its predecessor's more traditional action RPG mechanics, Chain of Memories combines real-time action and strategical card game elements. Think of it as chess meets Pokemon meets a classic RPG. Players must build a deck of cards that dictate spells, summons, attacks, and even abilities during combat. This distinct gameplay choice was intriguing. Why, you might ask, would the developers choose such a complicated system? Essentially, this encouraged players to think strategically, mastering not only their combat skills, but also the foresight and execution of strategies, reflecting real-life scenarios where having a tactical approach can often outshine brute force. But the narrative within Chain of Memories is where the game truly shines, unlocking layers of storytelling complexity. Centered around the theme of memory, the protagonist Sora explores the mysterious Castle Oblivion. Here, memories are tangled and fragmented, unraveling what is real and what is illusion. Friendships are tested, and being enveloped in lost and fabricated memories, players explore how memories define our reality and our identity. Here's a poignant thought to ponder. How do memories shape who we are and how we navigate our ever-complex lives? If parts of our past were altered or erased, who would we be today? These are the philosophical undertones that keep Chain of Memories resonant with both gamers and non-gamers alike. Our protagonist Sora, along with companions Donald Duck and Goofy, are joined by other intriguing characters, some familiar from the first game, others new and mysterious. As the narrative unfolds, adversaries and allies form, presenting a deeper reflection on trust and illusion. Players are constantly left questioning motives and alliances, strung along by the game's elusive yet intoxicating plot twists. If we step outside the fictional realm for a moment, Chain of Memories also steps up as an insightful exploration into how storytelling in games has evolved, embedding multiple layers, emotional depth, and meaningful choices, much like in literature or cinema. In effect, it disrupts the traditional perception. Gaming is not merely a pastime, but an artistic expression capable of stimulating reflection and philosophical inquiry. So listeners, how do you view the connection between interactive media like video games and the stories we traditionally experience through books or films? Do you see them as having equal potential to evoke profound, introspective thinking? Before we wrap up, consider how far the industry has come since Chain of Memories. Its impact on the RPG genre is hard to overstate. encouraging not only creative gameplay, but embedding narratives that can challenge the boundaries of traditional storytelling. It's original, it's bold, and certainly well worth digging into if you're a fan of thought-provoking paradigms. As we conclude today's journey through the magical corridors of Castle Oblivion, I hope this glimpse into Kingdom Hearts' chain of memories resonated with the spirited adventurer in you. If you haven't explored it yet, maybe it's time to delve into the alluring tale of Sora and his companions. Join us next time for another deep dive into the pool of knowledge here on Wikipedia. Until then, may your curiosity remain boundless. And remember, reality is often a mosaic of memories waiting to be pieced together. Stay curious, everyone.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Kingdom Hearts: Chain of Memories. Thanks for listening. See you next time.